it may be thought that it was a little bit difficult to have, you know, why should the single mothers have a room more to themselves? I think it was out of kindness to them, you know. I think whatever was done would be done for what was kind. And I don't know how long it lasted, but then, of course, the army would be concerned that the mother had a future, you know. Could she go back home? Or did she need a stay in one of our mother and baby homes? Or is it appropriate to give the baby for adoption? I mean, those were the areas that had to be worked on. But, you see, I think from... I mean, society changed really very dramatically. I mean, a pregnancy out of marriage was looked upon so differently in the middle years of the century. And then it changed, you know, and it was not looked upon at all. And, I mean, quite rightly. I suppose really up to the Second World War, there was a lot of... It was extremely difficult for a girl to cope with this situation unless she'd got lots of support. And I think the army has had a very big role in helping people, you know, aiming to try to keep mother and child together. And I mean, many families were very ashamed, and if they had a schoolgirl daughter who was pregnant, and they would try to hush it up, and they would insist that the baby didn't come home, you know, the girl had been away on a course or she'd been abroad. And the army would work with the parent, of course, to modify that attitude. The army has ever been accepting, you know, never judgmental. I think, was it Jeremy Paxman? I don't know if you saw his that history programme. And when he discovered that his great-grandmother, I think, had been ostracised and she had her income stopped when she was pregnant with another child. And it was there that the army took them up. And he did ask, well, what would the attitude of the army have been? It would have been completely accepting. You know, you're there to help people. You're not there to judge them. But, you see, and then local authorities began to allocate flats to unmarried mothers. And there were quite a lot of abuses happened because, you know, the young men moved in with them and it was looked upon, society for a time, you know, looked upon, well, they've got themselves pregnant because they know then they can have a flat. But at the time when the local authorities were began to house, you know, our work diminished because girls were opting for independence rather than going through a home. Going into a home or hostel with certain ways of behaving and certain disciplines and certain times to be in at night, you know. To be honest, I mean, I wasn't too aware of this. I think, I mean, nowadays, of course, I think, married or not, the man has a lot more involvement. But you see, otherwise, sometimes the girl would, if, supposing the girl was the only one in a ward, and the other women had their husbands coming, you know. She might feel, well, I haven't got anybody. Nobody comes to see me. I think that would be the only reason. It would be to protect her from the feeling that others had it easier or better. And maybe because they were, you know, they were sharing a common sort of experience, really. You know, they... bound to be harder for one. It's hard enough for two parents to bring up children. You need to be pretty tough to be a parent, I've always observed. Anyway, so, you know, they got a difficult road ahead, calling for a lot of courage. And there's a kind of solidarity in sharing that experience. It wouldn't be judgmental, I can promise you that.